In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is born. The eternal child, the eternal God, a little child, we sing in the Kentuckian hymn at the end. The eternal God has become a little child. The incarnation, God taking flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, has very deep meaning behind it. It's not simply for show. It's not simply to say God loved us so much that he came down, which you can say all of that, but it really was what was required. God did what needed to be done. People argue over, was there originally an actual Adam and Eve? But the Christian gospel very much depends on the belief in Adam, in the old Adam. Why? Because Jesus is the new Adam. The old Adam, as the scripture says, the old Adam was from the earth, earthly. The new Adam is from heaven, heavenly. The old Adam had fallen and was corrupt through sin and mortal as a result of sin. The new Adam is sinless and overcomes all sin and is immortal from heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ became human in order to repair our humanity, to make a new Adam, a new humanity. The word Adam and the word human are interchangeable, or the word Adam and man are interchangeable, representing all of us. We were broken, we were defected, we needed to be repaired, restored, healed. But God did it from within our experience, became one of his creatures in order to heal us from within and to make a new human race of the new Adam in him. And the scripture speaks of our being redeemed redeeming those who were under the law, because those who were under the law were still slaves of the law. The law was rules and regulations and a drudgery of constant awareness of those rules. Christ comes to make his people no longer slaves to law, but adopted children of God. To be redeemed is to be bought. The redemption price in the old world was the price to buy someone freedom from slavery. So we are redeemed, we are bought from the slavery to the law in order to be free sons, to be free children of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who makes us adopted children of the Father, adopted sons and daughters of God. All that has happened, all that was necessary to happen, again, was because it was needful. And the same with the virgin birth. The virgin birth was not for show, as we say, because the eternal Son and Word of God was born of eternity from the Father without a mother. When he comes to earth, he is born on the earth of a human mother without a father, because he has his Father in heaven. So he needs a virgin mother to be born. He doesn't need a human father. He doesn't need human seed to fulfill his life, to take on our humanity. And so all that is done is in the great manifold manifest wisdom of our God, doing all things well, doing all things perfect, doing all things needful for us and for our redemption, for our healing, ultimately for our salvation, for the repair of our whole humanity. Everything that he did is necessary. He completes what was lacking. He repairs what was broken. He makes whole again everything that he intended. And all of that goes to show the treasure and the love for us that he has for us. And so how do we enter into the life of the new Adam? By connecting with Jesus Christ in the way that God has shown us through the church, through the sacraments, through confession, communion, and so forth, and of course beginning with baptism. We are united to Christ. We become part of that new Adam in him, and therefore have now our connection to heaven, to the heavenly Adam. We are no longer of the earth, of simply of the earthly old Adam, of the old broken human race that is unredeemed and irreparable. But now we have the potential in Jesus Christ for our heavenly adoption, to be taken into heaven, to be elevated, to be lifted into the glory of God, because this was God's plan from all eternity. When he knew we would fall, he knew what he would have to do. The fathers say that he would have to become one of his creatures, the eternal God, a little child. He would have to do that. And that was that fact of that, the incarnation, was a scandal to human minds. And many of the great heretics could not accept the reality of God becoming a helpless child. But indeed, this was the plan of God from the beginning. And let us give glory to him and glorify him on this bright and holy day of his nativity. It's Christmas in Bethlehem on this day. The old calendar, Church of Jerusalem, is on this old calendar. And so it has that special added bonus as well. Of course, it's all in Russia and Ukraine. They are and Serbia as well. They are celebrating as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Christ is born.